Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Well, the Underwear Olympics has wrapped up in Indianapolis. Combine. Back here on Darren Donick and Chase. We talked to former general manager in the league, now does great work on NFL Network. And Elijah, I need help. I cannot pull up our next guest, Charlie Casserly. Uh-oh. That's not good. Charlie, Hello? You there?
We're here.
Hold on. Let's put him on hold, Elijah.
Still having some phone issues.
Okay, there we go. Charlie, you there?
I'm here.
Sorry about that. Uh-oh.
That's okay. I heard you. You didn't hear me.
Yeah, well, we obviously had some really bad storms on Monday.
Oh, yeah, it's a horrible thing.
And
horrible.
So we've lost our phones, and so we're kind of doing a little makeshift, and I don't know. Try another line, Elijah, or something. Sorry about that. We didn't have phones yesterday
at
all.
I heard about that.
And so
I was wanting you guys to call me, but apparently you couldn't.
No, we couldn't. Yeah. We were unable to talk to anybody via the telephone. And so this is and they're not back. This is kind of the solution to not having phones. And so this is the first time we've tried it, and that's what we just got.
Apparently.
I don't know why it was ringing, because we weren't dialing anyone, so I'm not sure.
Well, I know there's a lot of people. I came from East Nashville. I got the chance to just see it with my own eyes for the first time coming home last night and this morning. There's some people working like dogs over there.
Yeah.
I love to see what they're trying to do to start this process. It's going to be a marathon getting everything put back together, but I love all the effort and how people have come together.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's give it a try again. Charlie Casserly is on the line with us. Charlie, how you doing?
Hey, good morning. More importantly, how are you guys doing?
Well, we were just talking about it. It's obviously our city has been hit very hard from the tornadoes late Monday night, early Tuesday morning, and we're just trying to recover and rebuild and help out and, you know, just do our part. It was I don't think any of us really knew how bad it was truly going to be until we all woke up Tuesday morning and went, whoa.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, it's horrible. I mean, all of us throughout the country are praying for you guys.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for your patience on the phones. That was today is the first day we've had phones on the show. We've been had them knocked out since the storm. So I do want to ask you, because you've been in those rooms, you've had to make those picks, and we always want to know, because we, you know, over the years and now that it's on prime time, obviously people, the public, the media, everybody is learning more than they've ever known about the combines, right? It used to be more of a just kind of a private party, as you know, but it's not the case anymore. So when we make a big deal about hand size or the 40 time or all the drills that people get excited about, I truly want to know from you, like, which one should we be paying really close attention to?
Well, the first of all, let me give you the bigger picture. The combine is just part of the process. What it is an evaluation in the spring where you fine-tune your ratings on the players. You're more interested in these things from the combine. One is the physicals. That was the reason the combine was started, obviously. No one gets – you're not going to see that on television. The 40 time, because most of these players, we don't have a 40 time on, and it's kind of a measuring point for speed. Now, the asterisk there is when you watch the tape, you put down a play speed. The guy runs faster or slower, then you go back and you want to redo. You may want to, if it's a slower time, you go back and retime him. If it's faster, then you go back and relook at the tape and say, well, maybe did I evaluate him wrong? So from a television point of view, the 40 time and then the drill work. Those are the two things that I would concentrate on if I'm watching. Now, again, sometimes these guys train for the 40 and they'll run faster than they really are. And that's something, you know, as a scout, you have to make a decision. You're watching at home, you're not going to know whether that 40 time is faster than we thought or not.
Why do you think that the players are asked to do something that's not realistic? That's not what they do on Sundays. In other words, what I'm asking is, I kid, and we all kid. It's not like I've come up with this phrase. The underwear party, underwear Olympics, whatever. They're out there running around, and you know, that's not how Sundays are. You know, on game day, you got pads. It's a difference. Why not have them suit up in a helmet and just like they're going to see on game days? Why run around in shorts and a T-shirt? Or no shirt?
Well, I think we'd probably like them to put some pads on and do some stuff, but I don't think that's realistic to get the players to do that, okay?
Hmm.
They're not going to agree to that. So,
yeah.
But what you're right from this point of view. 90%, just to use a number, of the grade is already determined. You're fine-tuning things. You have to have a physical. That's why this thing was started, to have an economic way to get 330 physicals. Bring everybody wins, one spot, split the cost. Then when they got this, well, why don't we time them? Why don't we work them out? Why don't we interview them? Okay, why don't we do psychological testing? We've got them here. So all of those other things come after the main thing of why they're there. Now, you want to know how fast a guy is. So, you know, historically we've done it without pads, so we have things we can measure there. Criteria based on what people have done in the past. The drill work is done to separate them athletically. For example, when you have, like, for example, you guys may need, you probably need a tackle. Conklin probably, you know, signed someplace else, we'll say. All right, so we're sitting there, and the top four tackles probably gone by you, but Jedrick Willis of Alabama, Tristan Wirfs of Iowa, Andrew Thomas of Georgia, and Micah Becton from Louisville. Okay, so we all got them graded. I've got three of these guys graded in the historically maybe top 10 picks. Okay, so I've watched the tape on them. Now I want to see them move athletically, just, you know, to see what is the difference between them, because you've all got them rated in that same range. So let's move them athletically. Example: Willis from Alabama. He plays right tackle. Can he play left tackle? I can't find that unless I work him out. So you're fine tuning things at this point in time is what you're doing. And it's basically putting them through the drills. For example, a receiver. Some of these receivers don't run full routes. In other words, a full route tree. I want the guy to run all the different routes, see how he does. That's how I'm going to have to separate guys. So you're not moving guys radically in the draft. You're fine-tuning your ratings is what you're doing in the spring.
Charlie Casserly is with us. So, Charlie, for your purposes and your role on television, do you evaluate players today the same way you did when you were a GM? How has that evolved from your eyes?
The evaluation hasn't changed. Well, when I look at them, what's changed is the I don't want to say the technical part, in the sense we can get the tape immediately now. You know, there was a time where when I started, which was 40-some years ago, we had no library of game film on college players, none. Okay, now you have a tremendous library that you can get instantly, so therefore you can do a better job evaluating players. Because you have more access to what they do. Everybody has the same access. So everybody's equal in that point. But as far as like grading them on the tape, there's no difference. I use the system I used when I was in the league, and basically there is really no difference when you evaluate players now. There might be better players, but maybe faster, but you're still evaluating the same criteria. You look at a quarterback and what's his release, what's his accuracy, what's his judgment, what's his arm strength, what's his escapability. Those are the characteristics I look at.
You mentioned the puzzle that John Robinson is trying to piece together now, especially with the three key players, and you can add a fourth in Logan Ryan, but Jack Conklin, Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry. It's tricky. You've got the tags that you can use, but you mentioned it. It looks like Jack Conklin has got some serious interest from the outside. It's been put out there for one reason or another. Do you think it's a viable strategy to allow Conklin to just take the big money, use your resources elsewhere, and then draft a replacement for him in the first round?
Well, I think they would like to keep him, but it may get to a point where people are going to blow him out. And if that's the case, you know, you have to just make your cap decisions, and I can't make them for them because I don't know it. But you're going to pay Henry, you're going to pay Tannehill, and you're going to pay Conklin. Can you afford to do all these things now and then go forward with it? That's really the question they have to answer. It's an economical question. But they may be faced with having to let him go. So,
Charlie Casserly,
they're the only ones that can answer the economics, is what I'm saying.
Charlie Casserly is with us from the NFL Network. So, from your point of view as a former GM, you just mentioned that the Titans, you know, you got to pay Tannehill, you got to pay Henry, and all that. But you know that your head coach has a good relationship with a quarterback that is poised to be a free agent in Tom Brady. So you know that there is a chance that that could possibly happen. He's the greatest quarterback of all time. How do you go about attacking that? Because if you don't tag Tannehill or you don't get a deal done before free agency, you're risking possibly losing both, and then all of a sudden you don't have either one.
You got to have some kind of clue before you have to make those decisions. And, you know, whether it's legal or not, you have to have a clue. You got to know. You can't sit there and go into the thing blind with the hope you get Brady. So you have to have some assurance from Brady's camp that this is going to happen.
Do you feel like that Tom Brady, this whole thing is real, that he actually is going to leave New England?
You know, I have no feel. I haven't asked anybody about it. They've kept it very quiet. My gut is he'll be back there, but that's only a guess. I really have no idea on it. Now, you know, New England has something to say with this, too. You know, I guarantee you they're not sitting there doing nothing. I guarantee you they have a plan to go on day one if he hesitates. So you have to. You got to be prepared. So, but that's Tennessee to me. You'd have to, if I'm another team, I have to make a decision on Tannehill or whoever I've got a quarterback, I got to know right away. I got to have an answer before it starts. So,
if you're the Titans, do you consider at some point in this draft, knowing what's available, and you have several needs that you need to fill, but do you consider trying to draft a quarterback and develop and make that your guy of the future?
If we if I have Brady, the answer is yes. If I have Tannehill, the answer is no. I certainly would take a quarterback, but it would probably be later in the draft, which would be a lower percentage that the guy will develop. But I would take somebody. But Tannehill is, you know, young enough that I'm going to ride that for a while.
We all know the quarterback position is so incredibly important, but I'm not envious of a general manager's job to actually figure out how they translate from college, which is even tougher today because of the way college football is played, and can it translate to Sundays in the NFL? How difficult is it to, you know, if there's a lot of things you like, but, you know, the big thing is, can they actually process things at the highest level? Can they actually make the throws? I'd just like to know, what's that like in a room trying to figure out if that pick is worthy enough? Because, you know, when it comes to the quarterback position, you've got to get it right.
Well, you can go study percentages. There's a lot of ones that don't work out, okay? So that just bears to your question of why you're asking. It's a difficult situation. I think one of the keys is your coaching staff. They have to be adaptable. And they have to understand that you have limited time with these guys, and you're going to have to adapt to more what they do than what you want to do. So know your coaching staff. That's number one. As far as the mental part, we had a mental test that had no reading or writing in it, which told us a lot about the mental ability. You have to have some way of judging it. I don't know that the most accurate way is a coach putting them on the board and asking them questions. Okay. I don't know if that is. I've had mixed results with that when I was in my career. And this is good coaches, too. The single most important thing you got to figure out is the guy's desire to learn. You know what he did in college. You'll know whether he could handle that offense there. You've got to, you know, you're going to have X test that's going to tell you what his mental is, whatever test you use. But what is his desire to learn? That's the key. If he's got a burning desire to learn, then you can work with the guy. And how do you figure that out? Obviously you talk to the coaches, you talk to the people where he is, some of your testing can tell us that. And then your interview, which comes down to your gut reaction of spending time with him and just seeing what kind of personality he has as to the learning part of it. It's not easy to find that part out, but that's really the key, is this guy's desire to learn.
Last thing quickly, since you were there, was there anybody that – it's kind of a loaded question, but I mean, you take it however you want. Anybody that really stood out to you in Indianapolis, somebody that really grabbed your attention?
Well, there's a lot of them. There's 300 players, okay? So, but I'll give you an answer here. Isaiah Simmons from Clemson. Now, he didn't do drills, but he ran in the 4.3s, which to me, this guy is a honey badger, okay? Tyrann Mathieu, multiple position guy.
Okay.
They're a little bit different because this guy can play linebacker in a 4.3. He's a will linebacker. He can play linebacker in a nickel and cover. I think he can play safety. I know he can play safety. And he actually lined up at nickel corner. The time gets me interested at the nickel corner, giving him another position of flexibility.
Interesting. Hey, thank you so much for the visit. We really appreciate it. We always like talking to you. And we'll do it again down the road.
Okay, appreciate it.
All right, that is Charlie Casserly from NFL Network, former NFL GM. More of Darren Donican Chase next.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.